You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. That is the voice of Miguel Angelo singing with The Oblivion Project. This group is dedicated to performing the music of Astor Piazzolla. He's the late Argentine composer who's regarded as the godfather of Tango Nuevo. The group's appearing throughout the Midwest, and that includes a performance in Ann Arbor this coming Saturday night, March 14th. Vocalist and dancer Miguel Angelo is with us now, born in Venezuela and now based in Brooklyn. Welcome to the program, Miguel.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited. Thank you.
And we want to welcome Derek Snyder, cellist and band leader and originally from Ann Arbor. Hello, Derek.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Tell us, Derek, what is Tango Nuevo and how does it compare to traditional or old school tango music?
Yeah, well, I actually just read a neat quote about Piazzolla's music having the eyes and the nose and the mouth of the tango, but the rest being Piazzolla. And what Piazzolla did was he expanded upon kind of the tonal exploration of tango and made it more concert music. So it's not stuff that's as predictable to dance. It expands and goes in a lot more directions than traditional dance tango. You can certainly choreograph his music, but putting it on, you know, for a dance class is a little tougher.
And Derek, now, Piazzolla is no longer with us, is he?
Piazzolla died in 1992, but this week marks the 94th birthday of Astor Piazzolla. He had a stroke in 1990 and died 2 years later. But this is the celebration of his birth, and we do a week of shows every year at this time.
And was he celebrated in his lifetime for the work he was doing in creating Tango Nuevo and making it what it is, or is it the kind of a thing that has come as years have passed, appreciation has grown?
He was celebrated, but he was also controversial. There were many people who said his music is not tango, kind of in the way that some of Stravinsky's music got people very passionate. So he was very popular around the world. He was more popular outside of Argentina for his music during his lifetime. He had more success outside, and I think that was a little tough for him. He was a little resentful of that, but he's recognized kind of universally now as just being an incredibly prolific and creative composer.
Can you tell us about Liber Tango?
Liber Tango was written in a period where Piazzolla was living in Italy, and he wrote an album of a bunch of these tangos. Liber Tango was one of them, just meaning free tango, and it was meant to for the performers just to feel totally released and free to kind of create. It was one of his most popular pieces, although he did not play it much himself in concert.
With Derek Snyder and with Miguel Angelo. They are with the Oblivion Project, the group dedicated to performing the Tango Nuevo music of Astor Piazzolla of Argentina, the late composer, regarded really as the godfather of Tango Nuevo. And there is, of course, the music and then there is the dance. And Miguel, you do both. What's the feeling? I mean, each form of music and dance is expressing something. What do you feel that Tango Nuevo is expressing? What are you saying when you're singing and you're dancing?
Well, you know, I was a dancer back in Venezuela. I did ballet dancing from 15 years. And besides that, I was doing musical theater there. So Piazzolla music, the lyrics, they are so deep. They are so beautiful, like poetical. So for me, it's really, really easy when I listen to music and then I translate the movement of dance, contemporary dance or ballet dancing to the stage. And, you know, especially when some people, you know, that they don't speak the language, the Spanish, it's kind of magic. They understand, even with the movement that I do, they understand what I'm trying to say or what a Piazzolla is trying to say with the song. So it's really magical for me.
Very universal. Derek, you grew up in Ann Arbor. I'm wondering, when did you first encounter tango and then Tango Nuevo?
I was in undergrad, actually, cello performance at Western Illinois University, and we took a trip to hear Mstislav Rostropovich perform in Chicago, and he played a piece that was written by Piazzolla for him, the Grand Tango. That piece really hit me, and immediately that's what I remembered. And this group formed probably about 10 years later. We've been doing shows now for a little over a decade, but because of the prolific output of Piazzolla, there was so much to explore, and we've been, you know, just delving into the 3,000 pieces.
3,000 pieces. You know, there is, you probably know this, a significant and enthusiastic tango community in Southeast Michigan, especially in Ann Arbor. And I'm wondering, what is that like to go around the nation and kind of sample the way different areas appreciate Nuevo Tango?
We've had, it's very common after our shows that we have people come up to us from Argentina and just say how much they connected with the performances and how authentic to them it felt, which is a great feeling. Until recently, our kind of cast of band members has not included people from Latin America. So that's been a nice to feel that the way we are presenting the music is coming across in a kind of authentic and a way that emotionally connects with audiences.
Hey, Derek, I'm wondering, what is the significance of the group's name, The Oblivion Project? What's that mean?
That was just named after one of his pieces, Oblivion, which is maybe his, next to Libertango, that might be his most famous piece. And interestingly, it's a piece that he never recorded, but it was written for a soundtrack to a movie.
I'm wondering, what have you seen as far as you explore this music and Tango Nuevo? How has that changed your musical view of the world?
Well, one of the things that Piazzolla did was he blended in his musicians from different backgrounds. He had musicians from classically kind of trained backgrounds. He had people from jazz backgrounds. He blended actual instruments that weren't always used together, like jazz guitars with violin, with bandoneon, kind of creating new sounds out of blending those. And we have been kind of blending those instruments along with musicians from different cultures and backgrounds. We have someone from Venezuela, from Costa Rica, from Cuba, from Texas, from Ann Arbor. So blending these kind of backgrounds from, you know, all over the world, it just brings more flavor to the music, which Piazzolla lived in 4 different countries. And each of these countries you can hear in his music, he is drawing from those cultures.
The Oblivion Project will be performing this coming Saturday, March 14th. They'll be at the Carytown Concert House in Ann Arbor. And you can actually get tickets and find out more information by going to their website, oblivionproject.com. Miguel Angelo and Derek Snyder, it was a pleasure to talk with you and to catch your love of Tango Nuevo and the music of Astor Piazzolla. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.